Cats all them can do. We deal with action thing, cause a bad man sing a that man do. Action thing, you a bad man thing.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Roses All Reddit, the official Reddit Bachelor podcast. I'm your quality host, and with me today is my usual co-host, Queen Overthrown, and our special guest, Christian Estrada from The Bachelorette. Say hi, Christian.
Hey, how's everyone doing? Happy to be here, and thank you guys for having me.
Of course. Thank you for coming on. We're really excited.
Thank you.
So for those of you who are playing the home game, aka who didn't watch the show, Christian was... He was on the show. He was eliminated episode 9.
No kidding. Yeah.
But he made it on. We're happy to have him on. We got some questions for you. So I hope you'll be willing to humor us. And
Let's do it. Bring it on.
All right. So the first one, kind of the one we always have to ask is, so what motivated you to apply for the show?
So funny story here. It's funny because one day I was actually leaving the gym. And next thing you know, I heard like a DM hit my Instagram. And it happened to me, one of the producers from The Bachelorette. It was a long message, and I'm not gonna lie, I didn't reply back right. I thought it was a scam, whatever. Yeah. And then 2 days after that, I got the same one. I'm sure they copy and paste it, so they send it again. So I was like, all right, what the heck, you know, I'm gonna reply back. So I replied back, and as soon as I replied, like, they just sent me a quick reply message, and they told me, it's like, you know what? I'm Natalie. I'm one of the producers from The Bachelorette. Are you single? And I was just like, at that point, I was just laughing, like, what? Like, who is this chick? Like, who is this girl? Yeah. Like, who is this girl? And then somehow, it's like, I clicked on her profile, and then there she is. She happened to be, it's like, on her profile info, it said Bachelorette for the cast, The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise. So I was like, you know, this is serious. So next thing you know, I'm up in the headquarters of ABC in LA and just signing my contract.
Oh, wow. That's so weird. Yeah.
It's funny because, like, I get there, right? I get to the office, and then the other producers were like, so how'd you hear about it? Like, did anybody sign you up? I was like, dude, it's like this girl right here, like, looks like she found me.
That's
I guess
wild.
Yes, she found me and everything. Like, are you sure? I was like, I'm positive. Like, honestly, I've never seen the show. First of all, I've heard of the shows, and it's funny story that two of my ex-girlfriends were like big fanatics of the show. Like, they would have like wine Monday at the apartment. So I'm like, oh wow, I'm hoping what they're thinking now, you know.
Right, they're probably like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Yeah, but we'll get into it. I got good stories.
Oh good. Nice. I'm excited. That was already a great first question, so.
Yeah, no, we'll get into it.
Okay, so our next one was, I mean, I guess maybe you kind of answered that already because someone approached you about it, but did you, like, beforehand, did you have a guess of who would be the lead, or were you kind of in the dark?
You before knowing who was going to be the contestant, or?
Yeah. Like, when you were asked to be on, did you know, like, who was going to be the bachelorette,
or were you? I had no idea. I was like, okay. Because it was... Because I know we started like in the middle of mid-February.
Yeah.
So I believe it was like the first week of February. It's like they got a hold of me. And once I signed my contract and did everything, it's like I didn't hear back for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Until they flew me to LA and they just kept us hostage, basically.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, but I had no idea who was going to be like the contestant because we had to wait till it went live until Chris Harrison announced it. So they had, all of us kind of like watch the show.
Yeah.
And then actually see what Ari did to her.
Oh, no. I know. I wish I would tell
her. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was crazy.
That is crazy. But, I'm guessing you were happy once you found out it was Becca. Was she your type?
I'll be honest with you. It's like once I said Becca, I was like, Becca Cruffin or Becca Martinez?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for some reason, I mean, Becca Martinez, I mean, she's pretty hot, you know? But then again, they say Becca Cruff, and I was like, okay. Interesting. Yeah, so I was in between. I don't know if it was Becca Martinez or Becca Cruff.
Oh,
so it was fun to watch, to be honest.
Well, hey, Becca Martinez is still out there, so you never know.
She's still out there, and this good thing's coming. That's all I got to say.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway.
Good thing's coming.
I like it.
So what did you like the most about Becca when you went on the show? Or like when in the process of like getting to know her, like what kind of stood out to you saying like, oh, like this girl is like pretty good. I could see myself dating her.
Yeah. So the one thing I love most about Becca was just, you know, like she's very genuine, very down to earth. And I mean, right off the bat, she's like, you can tell she's an independent woman, you know? Yeah. And then for me, that's like a plus. So when I first got off the limo and met Becca, I was like, wow, this girl's amazing. And it's funny because I only spoke to her for like 10, 15 seconds. But I mean, obviously the show's not going to show the whole 15, you know, they're going to cut parts off.
Right.
Because obviously they didn't show when I hold her hand and kiss her hand.
So they
missed a lot of good parts.
Yeah.
So actually, it's funny because actually I took that picture off Bachelor ABC and then I reposted it online. Yeah. I was like, it's funny how they didn't show this, you know.
Exactly. You kind of got to show it yourself. Like, hey,
yeah, and I was getting so much shit from E! News, TMZ. We're like, what a creep this guy, like, just grabbed her hand and then made her turn and then stared at her ass. And I was like, no, not even, you know?
Oh, my gosh, of course. Yeah, they just do weird stuff.
Yeah, I was like,
well, now the story's out.
Yeah, so the story's out, you know, I was like, what a creep.
They're trying new stuff to make things interesting.
Yeah, I was like, it wasn't even like that. You know, I just wish they would have showed the part where I hold her hand and kiss her hand like a gentleman, you know?
Yes, exactly. Well, that's very
But yeah, so it happened.
So it's like, if you had stayed on the show, I guess kind of to piggyback off that, like, what did you wish? What would you hope that your
I'll be straightforward. It's like me, like, I mean, I know my worth. I know what I can bring to the table, you know? So I know if I would have stayed on in the show, I would have probably made it on the last four, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know? I'll say one of the last four, to be honest. You know, it's not being cocky or anything. I consider myself as a confident guy, you know? Yeah. So I would say, yeah, I would say, like, if they would have got me on a date with Becca, oh, wow, I would have put on the show. I'll say that.
That's fair.
All right. So the next question we kind of have to ask.
Yeah.
Because it was such a thing.
So a certain model decided to call out people who weren't wearing.
He calls himself a model.
So
you model too, right? So I feel like that's kind of funny that you...
I feel like you know, Jordan, you'll get to hear me. I feel like telling Jordan, you know, actually he gets to see this. No, Jordan, I'm not wearing socks right now. I got my $700 stubs on me. and I mean, I'm a loafers guy, you know, I like to wear loafers, either sandals or stubs, you know. But I mean, I guess, I mean, him as a model, he should know better, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you can have no show socks. What does he know?
No, of course. I mean, what does he know about that, you know? I mean, I feel like my stubs were probably worth more than his whole suit. I'll tell him that.
Would you consider Jordan a pensive gentleman in real life?
Oh, no, not at all. Jordan is a fake guy. I'll tell you that from the beginning. This guy's just, you know, this guy's just, I mean, he calls himself, yes, he's a model, you know, but I mean, I consider myself, I've done model. I don't go out there and then I promote myself as a model, you know, because I feel like modeling is just my hobby. You know, I was like, it's not something I'm proud of other than like being who I am. It's like, I'm not going to go out to a show and be like, y'all, you know, I'm a model. Because I've done campaigns for Giorgio Armani. I've done campaigns for Michael Costello. So I've done a few, you know, I've done Runway. Yeah. So for me to be like, he's gonna come to some model on the show. It's like, really, dude? Like, is that what you do?
Yeah.
But whatever. That's what he calls himself. I mean, that's just a hobby for me. You know, so that's the way I see it.
But why male models?
Oh my gosh.
Why male models?
No, it's a. He's joking. It's a
making
quote.
A Zoolander.
You didn't ask. You know,
go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt, but this guy was just like. I mean, the moment I met Jordan, I was like, this guy's going to be like the center of attention or the pretty face boy, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, if I would have got my chance, it would have been tough, you know? It, like, it would have been for sure a heated conversation between us. I'll say that.
Thanks. So it said in your bio that you used to play soccer, like semi-professionally.
Yes. So I started playing semi-professional. I went up to Seattle. I was at the Seattle Sounders for 2 months and a half. Yeah, wow. So I was staying in. When I first got there, I was staying in Tacoma. So here comes the good part. So I was in Tacoma, right? So I made the squad to play against the Whitecaps and then the DC United. So that's when I got put into Bellevue.
Close to
Bill Gates. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know Seattle, but I was there for 2 months and a half. But then again, the reason why I left the Seattle Sounders is because I was 19 at that time. It was just too much competition for me. You know, I was competing against Fred Montero, who's a Colombian guy, two Argentinians, and then and an Italian guy. So that was my competition. And then me coming from a 19-year-old background, where I was playing semi-pro here in San Diego. So I was like, you know what? I spoke to my agent. I told him, I was like, you know, I want out. So we decided to move to New York. I lived in New York for 3 years. I was there for the New York Rebels under 23. I played a season there. Came back to Florida. From Florida, I went back to the LA Galaxy. So I had a one-month try with the LA Galaxy, and second weekend, I snapped my collarbone in half.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, literally, yeah, it didn't get – yeah, it got just in half. So I was out for 6 months, or else I would have been out for a year.
Wow.
Because I got clavicle surgery. I actually still have, like, the carbon fiber plate holding my bones now. Ooh. I mean, I don't feel anything. So I came back from that. So here comes the good part. So once I came back from my clavicle surgery, so I went back and played. 3 weeks in, they shattered my metatarsal.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, you know what? I'm done. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I lived the life I wanted to live, you know, because not many people get to live the way I lived, you know, like playing professional or travel here or even getting paid, you know, for playing a sport.
Yeah.
So I feel like those 5 years were like the best 5 years out of my life, you know. So I took advantage of it.
Great life experience.
Yes, Craig. Yes.
So what are you doing now? It says you were a banker.
Yes. So after soccer, you know, I took like a year off. You know, I took a year off soccer, and then I told myself, like, what am I going to do now? You know, I sat down and I was like, what am I good at? So next thing you know, I was like, I'm gonna try banking, because obviously I wanted to become a financial advisor. But then again, I was like, I gotta start somewhere. So I went into banking academy school. I did that for a month, and next thing you know, I left Wells Fargo. I started as a personal banker, then I got a license, then I became a premier banker, kind of like a private banker. So it's funny because I did that all in a year and a half. That's what I was telling you earlier, you know. It's like, I feel like I know my worth, you know. I know what I can bring to the table.
Yeah, you seem very motivated. So
Becca, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It sounds like you might have more opportunity in the future, so.
No. The Baca.
No, we'll see. When it was airing, Becca Martinez, she spells her name with a K-A-H. And so we would call her Baca. Because it was easier when you're on the podcast to distinguish them.
If you ever meet her, you can tell her that. No.
This good thing's coming. I'll say that.
Good thing's
coming. I know. I like we keep mentioning it. I'm like, ooh, I think I know. Anyways.
So you've given us your perception of Jordan. And you mentioned you knew the chicken guy. So tell us a little bit about the chicken guy. What's the deal with the chicken guy?
The chicken guy is just, he's David's so funny. Because at first I thought, entertainment? Yeah, okay. He's going to be the guy who's going to, you know, be like the funny or act like a douche, whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, look at him now. Like, he made it pretty far.
Chicken
guy made it pretty far. I'll say that.
Yeah, so quick question. Like, when you're doing your intros, are you coached at all? I don't know if you can tell us this, but are you coached at all, or do you just kind of, like, decide on your own?
He said he was a class clown.
Oh, okay.
So his thing was, like, yeah, I like to – because I asked him, like, dude, he's like, you seem pretty confident to be wearing a chicken suit. And then he's, dude, he's like – I came up with the idea, and I guess the producers loved it.
Oh,
that's cool.
So I was like, that's nice.
To each their own, I guess.
Yeah, with yours, you just picked it out. You were like, this would be cute.
What do you mean?
Like with your intro, when you came and picked Becca, was it something you were nervous about?
Oh, no. Like, hey, no, so here's the thing. My intro, I even told the producers, hey, I'm Mexican. I was like, my mom's half Spanish and Mexican, mm-hmm. and my dad's full Mexican. So I told the producers, hey, he's like, you know what? I want to get off the limo with a mariachi. That's what I wanted to do. But I guess it was too late for that.
Oh, no. That would have been so fun.
I guess
it
was too late. Yeah, no. And then my thing was, probably sing something,
Yeah.
You good singer?
So, not a singer, but I can get there, yeah. I can give it a shot.
Some stuff. All right.
You know what you're bringing to the table?
With our new quote. That's our new quote.
I like that. That's the theme. That's the theme of this podcast.
There you go. Hashtag. That's a hashtag.
Yes. We got to make it a thing.
We'll make it a thing. So, I guess the other one that kind of sticks out, at least thus far, maybe not so much on the show, but kind of in the media, is Garrett. Did you get to meet Garrett that much at all?
Garrett, Garrett was a quiet guy. This guy seemed lost in the show. I saw Garrett a few times, but he was just the quietest guy, All the other guys were having talks with each other, and Garrett was kind of the guy, he'll be either outside or inside, just wandering around. So it's funny to me because I've seen spoilers alerts and all that. So it's kind of funny to me that I was like really, Garrett?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And then, and not just me, but this other cast were for example, Ricky Jasper, there's people in there that I'm what the heck? It's really? That's my competition? But then again, people have their own taste, and he must be doing something right. I'll say that.
Yeah, fair. It's kind of weird, though. I feel like half the show is hanging out with everybody and making friends, too.
Yeah, no, definitely. Don't get me wrong. Me on the show, I met like I said, 7-8 guys. They were all cool, Good. All the guys were all cool, so they were all excited. So for me, I feel like I was making friends here and there. But the funniest part is, it's Jordan actually came up to me and said hi to me,
Yeah.
So no, Jordan, I didn't go up to you. And again, I'm not wearing no socks.
Never wear a sock again.
Exactly.
Do you have any funny stories from the show? Funny stories about the guys? Anything that you want to be oh, hey, this guy did this thing. Pretty funny.
About the show, let's see. Lincoln. Lincoln cried. I mean, it's funny because me and Lincoln had a scene which didn't get to show, which it was actually a good one because they were all focusing on us. Because we actually came his mom and dad for me, his mom, So he kind of had the same thing. We went through the same thing. So I feel after talking for 5-10 minutes, he got so emotional. He stood up and he gave me a hug, So that's something I learned from Lincoln, how he kind of went through the same thing as I did. So for me there, I was like, he's a great guy. I look up to that guy. Aww. He's very nice and motivated. And then you have Ricky Jasper over here, talking about his fitness apparel and all that, So it's funny to hear all these guys' stories, what they do. Yeah. And it's funny because 5 of us were outside gathered up. We're actually having a drink. And then one of the guys come and is like, dude, is like, you know who's in there, right? And then we were like, no, who is it? This is the guy who created Venmo. He's like, holy shit, this guy's worth $5 million. Let's all get out of here. He's going to win.
So we really didn't meet them or help.
Yeah.
Didn't he create
creator? Yeah. He created like a creator or something about Venmo. Oh, and then for a few, we were all talking about it. Dude, this guy's he's set. Becca set. Yeah, so they kept talking about that guy. And then you have Leo here where he came up to me. He's like, dude, you speak Spanish? I was like, yes. So Leo's Argentinian. I don't know if you guys knew.
I did not.
But Leo, yeah. Leo's Argentinian. And then how was the other one that spoke Spanish? That kind of surprised me. I think it was Nick.
Oh, Nick? Oh, the jumpsuit guy.
Yes, correct. Yeah, the guy that came with the race car. And then the quietest one was actually Garrett. And then I think it was Jake. guy with the long hair, right? The one with, that came out with the Ari poster?
Fabio. Yes. No.
No, yeah. No, Fabio was Leo.
Sorry, I'm bad with
yeah. Leo was fine. Yeah, Fabio was Jake Leo.
Jake was the blonde guy, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he came out with the Ari cutoff. You know, actually, I was just gonna stand up and just break the Ari poster and then throw it in the pool. That was one thing I was gonna do. So I told one of the producers, I'm gonna do it. So hold on.
I'm surprised they weren't like, do it.
No, we need the publicity.
Exactly. That's so what? I was like, I'm gonna do it. It's like, hold on, that's a good one, just hold on to it.
That's the one thing that kind of like weirded me out about the season so far is them like bringing up Ari so much. I'm like, we get it.
Yeah, I was like, Ari's like, really? Let him out the picture, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know if you know, but Ari dumped Becca.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we get it.
Let me tell you about that. Let me tell you how you dumped
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, huh?
So, are you watching the show as it airs now?
Yeah, I'm watching. I've been watching it. Just the fact that Lincoln's still in there.
Yeah.
Nick is still in there. And then Leo. So there's a few guys, you know. I was like, I actually want to see how far they're going to go.
Yeah.
Did you see, and this is just the funny thing. So apparently Leo was in softcore porn.
Oh, my goodness.
He was. You know, hey, I'll tell you what's funny. He's like, I was actually, last week I was with Ricky. He's like, dude, Chris, you got to check this out. I was like, what's going on? I was like, dude, Leo was on Pornhub. I was like, wait, what? I didn't believe it. I was like, yes. I was like, look at him. Once I saw his like hair, like flipping hair, I was like, oh, that's Leo right there.
Oh, no.
It's funny because I talked to Leo like back and forth, but I haven't asked him yet.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if I'd want to. I'd be like,
oh, I guess so funny. I'm like, yep, that's Leo there. But I told him, I was like, dude, how did you find it? Like, Reality Steve. Like, he'll tell you anything. Oh,
Reality Steve. We have a thing with Reality Steve.
I have thoughts about this. we'll get to Steve in a little bit.
Okay.
We normally, during the season, we recap the episode.
Gotcha.
So would you like to recap the episode with us? Because you said you watched. All right. So let's get right into it. So the first thing was... the group date.
Okay.
The obstacle course in tuxedos.
Oh, yeah.
They do this every year. They do something like this every year.
That's what I figured, right? Like, that's what they were saying.
There's always, like, an obstacle course where they, like, do something, and they bring in, I think, last... Oh, for Rachel's season, Rachel's season was Ashton and Mila Kunis. They came on. I don't remember the obstacle course for Ari's season, though.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, who cares about Ari, man? This guy's a douche.
So Lincoln's pretty competitive. Lincoln won.
Lincoln won. Yeah, no, he's very athletic. I was surprised because I mean there's Clay in there, you got Colton in there. So I was like, oh wow, okay. But then again, I'll tell you, like, if I'm gonna pick someone out of the whole crew, it'll be Clay. This guy's just
really
this guy's like
he's like what?
No, this guy's great. He's like I'll say this, like, he's got a big heart. This guy's got a big heart. You know, like, the way he talks, he is like how respectful he is.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
It's like, yeah, because I feel like I said that with Clay twice. You know, we had a good conversation. He was talking about his football career. Then he mentioned mine. So we kept going on. But he has like awesome. The way he's like, he's a sweet guy. I'm not going to lie. He's a sweet guy.
That's sweet.
That's good.
Great guy.
I like Clay a lot. I think. The first time he spoke on television, the way he looks like this big tough guy, and his voice is like super sweet, and it's like I know. One of the people in the discussion thread mentioned that he sounds like Ron Howard from Arrested Development.
Dude, his voice is like, because you look at him, he's like, this guy's huge. He's gonna have like a deep voice, and the next thing you know, it's like he's so quiet, and then he looks down. You know, I feel like he's shy. He's a shy guy. He was a shy guy at the show too.
Yeah. He seemed like a super shy guy, but he seems like a really sweet guy at heart.
He's very open and everything. So, yeah. Great guy.
I like him a lot. But Lincoln was like pretty competitive. He like so I thought it was really funny. They kept insinuating that Lincoln was cheating.
They're I like, called BS.
Yes, that's what I heard. So I kind of asked him too. Like, hey, what's going on with the whole cheating thing? Like, dude, just like I didn't even cheat or anything like that. I was like, come on, Lincoln. That's all you told me.
You can tell me, it's okay.
I was like, come on, let it out.
I like Lincoln though, but yeah.
It's funny because I told him before. I was like, dude, because I was in the limo with Lincoln.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was in the limo with Lincoln on the way to the mansion. I did tell Lincoln, I was like, when I first met, I was like, dude, is that your voice or are you just pretending it's going to be your voice? Oh, no, mate, I'm Britain. Or like, he keeps like bringing out that, like his voice back, you know, like, but I feel like he was actually pretending. Like, he wasn't pretending, but he was acting too much, you know.
He was like going over the top with it.
Yeah, like too much. It's like, okay, we get it. But come down, Lincoln. But I mean, I got to meet him and everything, so I was like, yeah, that's the Lincoln I know.
Hey, you know what, everyone has their thing,
right?
So Lincoln got himself into a little bit of a situation with Connor.
Yeah,
so Lincoln got his picture framed with Becca when he won.
Yes. Yeah, Lincoln did.
Yeah, so he got his picture framed. He's like, because he won, and they took the picture at the altar. Uh-huh. And Lincoln was covered in gross, and Becca was not. And he was like, I'm gonna treasure this, and he drops it right in front of the rose. Like, I won.
He didn't even do that. He was just like, I want to see this here.
I want to see this here, exactly. And he tried to give himself props.
Yeah, he was going around giving himself props, and then Connor got a little grumpy, and Connor first put the picture away. And then Connor broke the picture and threw it into the pool.
Uh-huh.
So,
drama.
Yeah. My first reaction was like, why is this happening? I feel like there's no situation in which that looks like that's a good look on anybody.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I mean, speaking for myself, like, I feel like I wouldn't have done that, you know?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's like you said, I would have been like, yeah, I would have done something different, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it was interesting.
What do you think would, like, the right thing to do in that situation? What do you think it is? Because I feel like everyone was, like, heated that he put that picture out, but I didn't really think it was that big of a deal.
I would have taken, I mean, it just, you know, it all depends on the moment, too. Because if I would have been, I would have probably just grabbed it and just threw it out. You know, done something like that. But not the way Connor did.
Yeah, maybe that's normal.
He went hams on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know. I think there was definitely a pretty dick move by Connor, but also I think Lincoln kind of went over the top again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
kind of reined himself in.
Yeah, and so Lincoln cried like a few times too.
He cried.
Yeah, like he cried the first. He cried the first night, and it's next week I was like,
man.
Yeah, he's like outside by the pool, cried again. I was like, oh wow, okay.
Probably me if I was on the show, I'd just be like crying everywhere. No, I'm just kidding.
Really?
No, I wouldn't.
So here's a question for QO, because QO is only woman on this podcast right now.
Yeah, you couldn't tell.
If you're in Becca's shoes and Connor does something like that, is that an instant see you later?
It kind of depends, maybe. Like, I feel like that early on in the show, this sounds terrible, but there's so many guys that you have to kind of go through and pick who you want to keep dating that... If somebody does something like that, why should you bother letting them stick around for
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
If it was that aggressive, because I don't know.
Yeah.
There's more people that you should be paying attention to, I think.
I feel like nowadays, like, girls love, well, I don't know, like, bad guys or dudes. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is nowadays.
I honestly don't either. I'm an angel child, so I don't know. No, I'm just
kidding. I'm going to say this. All I'm going to say about it is this. So Connor was the one who he had a tryout for the Atlanta Braves. And that picture did not go very far when he threw it.
Oh my gosh.
I think I know why he didn't make the team.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna say,
what a sick
wait,
burn.
So now we know why. Now we know why.
Exactly. Now you get it.
Oh my
gosh. Connor, you gotta work on the arm if you're gonna
It's on the arm. It's on the arm. Was he considering himself as a pitcher or
I don't know, but I wouldn't consider himself as a pitcher anymore.
No, I have to see that
on the situation. So next up, we had Blake's one-on-one. So did you get to meet Blake at all?
Yes, I did. Blake was in my limo too as well.
Oh, what do you think of him?
So Blake actually came up to me. He's like, dude, he's like, are you nervous? True story. Blake came up to me. He's like, dude, are you nervous? I was like, nervous. Like, I mean, just see it as if you were on a date or as anything else. I feel like Blake was like the most shy person in there. He was lost. He was nervous because he told me twice he was nervous. Like, dude, I'm nervous. Like, what are you going to do? Or what are you going to say? I was like, Blake was like the shyest guy ever because he told me twice, like, dude, I'm nervous. Like, are you nervous? I told him, like, Blake, like, see it as either any date or I guess this guy never had any dates because like he seemed pretty shy. Yeah, this guy seemed pretty shy. Like,
he hadn't been on a date?
I mean, that's what it seemed like. Like, because he was, dude, if I'm literally telling you he was shy and nervous, like, this guy was, like, shy and nervous.
Didn't he say that he was the one who had gotten out of, like, a really long relationship right before this?
I think that's what it was, too, because he seemed kind of nervous. And because he did ask me, he's like, dude, are you nervous? I was like, no, I'm not nervous at all. But it's funny. It's funny to see him now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely gives off that kind of awkwardly shy vibe.
Yeah, no, he does. I mean, it's funny because once I see all these guys, like really? He's like, this guy? I mean, I guess, you know. Like, really? A chicken?
The chicken apparently does not have a very high IQ, according to Jordan. So there's that.
Everyone's been calling Jordan out on the internet to take an IQ test. So.
Jordan's this guy.
This guy.
All right.
We'll get to Jordan in a second.
Yeah.
Please get Jordan on this call.
Oh my God. Wish.
100% if Jordan
I'm
wants
sure
to
he
this.
Would. He's off
the... I absolutely would love to have Jordan on this.
I'm scared.
So the second group date was dodgeball with the little kids.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting, the team that hid behind Becca. They were like, oh, they wouldn't hit Becca.
Kristen
was ruthless. She was like, all right, fine, I'll just hit Becca.
But then again, maybe Becca likes the bad boys because she was like, I kind of like that he just hit me. I was like, oh my gosh.
Okay. She does. Becca kind of does. I didn't meet her that much, but I mean, you can really tell, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Becca's like, she might seem like a freak, I'll tell you that. She seems like a freak.
Yeah, like Kristen definitely brought the freak there.
Yeah, he did.
Although she gave the group date rose to Wills, and Wills kind of definitely gave off the really nice, kind, sweet vibe. So it's kind of a little mixed. Like Wills, I like Wills. He seems like a nice dude.
Wills, I didn't really get to conversate with Wills that much, to be honest.
I like but, Wills. But he needs to shave his mustache.
Good guy. Exactly. Or do it. Exactly. You beat me to it. It's funny because he beat me to it.
I thought it was interesting. Like, Will, I felt so bad for Wills because it was like Wills, because in Wills' bio, he was like, I'm a graphic designer, but really, I'm a Harry Potter nerd. Harry Potter nerd, Harry Potter references. I was like, oh my God, I really hope they don't do it on the show. Like him like talking about Harry Potter. And they haven't done it so far, and I'm really glad because that's just like getting reduced to that one thing just sucks.
Yeah, and I think though the what helps him out a lot is his blue eyes. I'll give him that. The blue eyes guy.
Yeah. And so we talked about Leo. I liked Leo in this episode. I thought it was.
Did you see Leo's legs on the? You know, it's a stuntman, right? I don't know if you saw his legs win those short dodgeballs. I keep eating his shit for that. There's a picture of Leo, like with his, because Leo's tall, he's a big guy, you know, he's like very muscular upper body. Yeah. But then again, his legs are like scrawny little legs.
He skips leg day.
I'll tell you, he needs a stuntman.
I am personally offended by his skipping of leg day.
Yeah, that's cool. You need those legs for doing stunts.
If someone's about to do legs tomorrow, I am. Personally offended.
He's a man. Yeah, no, Leo definitely did skip leg day. I'll tell him that.
All right, Leo, get on it.
You heard it here first.
Exactly,
I'll
right?
It. I'm not afraid.
Tell him.
So then there was a rose ceremony. I don't remember the rose ceremony because all I remember is Jordan taking off all of his clothes and walking around the mansion. What the actual fuck?
Oh, dude, fuck. Ricky was like, you know Ricky Jester, right?
Yeah.
Like, this guy's like, somebody has so many followers on social media, stuff like that. But this guy was like so pissed. He's like, really? Like, I should have done it. I was like, they should have told me to come out underwear because I have a better body than Jordan. But Jordan was like, he felt so.
I just thought it was interesting. Oh, sorry, what?
Yes, you mean?
Oh, yeah, now we can. Sorry.
You know, I was like, Jordan just like, he came out, I don't know. They weren't even boxes, they were briefs, right? Like short briefs.
Yep.
I was like, Jordan, really, man, put some clothes on, man. Did you see Becca's face? She's like, ah, like she kind of screamed.
She was like,
that's so not the best reaction to it.
Yeah.
Like mild shock into like, and okay. Like
horror.
It's like, please put some clothes on, sir.
I was like, dude.
I think the best part about that was he was talking about how, you know, he's got more class than anybody else in the house. It's like, if you've got more class, why the hell are you taking your clothes off?
Right, exactly, you know. But, I mean, I feel like they try to give Jordan, like, the, you know, since he considers himself as the male model.
Yeah.
You know, but for me, I was like, first of all, dude, your suit was too big. Well, my suit just didn't fit, yeah.
Yeah, so you whatever. Have a fit
suit. And of course, you got a nice, if you're going to talk about suits, you know, a nice fitted suit.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, don't come talk, like, compare your suit to other people's suit or either. If I'm not wearing socks, because I wasn't wearing socks because it went with my suit, you know? And that's the reason I didn't wear a tie, because if I'm going to wear, you know, loafers or stubs, with no socks, I can't be wearing a tie, you know. So I gotta either have a blazer on top, but then again, open shirt. You know,
I mean, you could, but you just look like Tommy Bahama.
Exactly. There you go. I was like, if I was on the beach or something, you know. But then again, if I would have wore like a bow tie, then I would have got the different shoes out, you know.
Yeah. I like it. It sounds like you know your style.
Oh, I know my style. I definitely know my style.
Would you say that like, he knows what he brings to the table?
But I guess other people don't know what they bring to the table.
I'll give
like, he's a funny guy. I'll give him that, you know. He's funny. But
we just have to give him like a little bit of shit.
A lot of shit. Yeah. No, but I'm gonna give you guys a little spoiler. I'll be seeing Jordan sometime soon. I'll be seeing Jordan.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited now.
Yes.
My God, what was I going to say about Jordan? It was something funny, but.
Well,
oh, I just love that he's here and his existence makes me so happy, because for the longest time, everyone was talking about, oh, Jordan did this, or everyone's talking about, oh, like Garrett posted this stuff on social media, like, oh, Garrett's like blah, blah, blah. And it was like, really? Kind of a drag. And then this man shows up and is like, I'm a model. And it's awesome. And it's like, this is literally exactly why I watch this show.
And exactly. And then now there's like, Jordan knows best, or Jordan knows whatever it is, you know. So there goes a little picture, like, nodding his head and then talking about somebody. So that's the new thing about Jordan. Like, Jordan knows best.
I don't know if you ever watch. So you didn't watch the old shows, but there is a guy on the older shows, his name is Robbie Hayes, and he's basically Jordan, but like way more insecure and less over the top.
Really?
And this
everyone's comparing him to this.
You need to look up this man, Robbie Hayes. They look much alike.
I'm definitely gonna look him up. Same attitude and everything.
Yeah. Well, like it's like Robbie's like Ken, and then Jordan is like what's Ken's little brother? Like in Barbie, you know what I mean?
Got you.
Scout, like Scout or something. I don't know.
So
that's what it's like. Ooh, I should make a meme out of that.
You should make a meme, yeah. That sounds like
a meme. I sound like such a not internet person. I'm like, what do they call those things? Memes? I should make one. All right. Do you have any other? Because I want to hear if there's any more other stories.
Yeah.
Any stories we're missing out on that you want to share?
Stories, you guys. Story you guys missing out on. Let me see another story. See, because the thing with me is like, I was in a mansion and like, I was talking to all the other guys, but yeah. I'll tell you this, Camille. I don't know if you've seen Camille, but like,
okay.
This guy's like a famous mod for like Wilhelmina. He's got like 160.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So cool.
They called him he was a social media participant.
That poor guy.
Okay, oh, I was wondering what that was about.
But his intro really, he screwed up his intro real bad.
He did, you know, they told him like 60-40. He's like, I know, I told him like, dude, 60-40. He's like, can you really? He's like, dude, he's like, they told me to do that. Yeah. I was like, really, bro? I was like, 60-40. Like, no, because he's been getting a lot of shit from that. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it was awkward. But like,
so I feel bad, you know, it's like, because it's funny because he even told me, he's like, dude, he's like, he's a good friend of mine. He texts back and forth. And then he's all, dude, Christian's like, dude, I'm so upset how they made me look bad, like on national TV. It's like, social media participation. Is like, dude, it's like, if anything, it's like, they haven't even, like, if anything, like, Camille doesn't need, because he already has the followers on Instagram, you know, I was like, he doesn't need no more publicity, you know, right. So he's like, he's done great for himself, but I mean, the way they expose him as a social media participant, I feel like that was kind of fucked up, to be honest, you know, like, that's messed up.
They did him really dirty, because he's like a super, like, he's like super jacked, he's like a nice, like, his profile picture just made him look like a super skinny, awkward dude.
Oh, actually,
yes, correct.
At it now, yes. And I'm like,
yeah. Look at his picture and then look at like, well, look at him. Like, no, one up here. Yeah, like this guy is like, it was like so weird. He's like, he does real estate, he learned to speak English by watching cartoons. It's like,
exactly,
oh,
he's,
like,
he's like Poland. Awkward, yeah, he's from Poland. Like this guy's like got this
awkward, super weird dude who's
which
like
is not
vaguely
true.
Sexist.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, no, he's got like, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, he's like, you know, it's like not being gay or anything, but this guy's got like a good body, he's like. A good physique, you know, good looking guy and everything. So for me, I was like, I was impressed. I was like, dude, I was like, damn. Like, wow. Cause honestly, I mean, there's guys in there that for me, I was like, they made it pretty far, but then again, it's like, huh. I mean, if that's who I need to compete with then. But then again, he's like, you know, it was like whatever.
Yeah, it's so weird how stuff like that works out. Like afterwards when we start talking with people, we're like, oh wait, that's different than we thought. You know what I mean? So
yeah, and this guy, he was just upset. He's like, Camille, yeah, he was pretty upset. But you know who actually E! News wrote something about him. You know, it was like this, yeah, they posted a picture of him, and he's like, this guy actually does real estate, not a social media participant. So so he reposted that, and I guess he got a lot of comments from that, which I feel like that was nice from E! News.
Yeah, that actually is good.
Yeah. But yeah, he was the... he was the only one that was like pretty upset at this show.
Yeah,
that's fair. I feel like he's definitely got a right to be too, because of that. I'd be pissed.
Yeah, it's like social media parts. I'm like, wow. People are like, dude, get a real job or whatever. You know,
whatever. And honestly, now that like is not that isn't a real job. He does do other stuff, but you can make money off social media. It's not like it isn't a job. I don't know.
Oh yeah, no, this guy gets paid from like doing endorsements. You know, it's like
yeah.
Like fit apparel, whatever it is, like you guys pay for that.
Yeah, yeah. So whatever. Yeah. But that
exactly.
So now is the time where we do a segment called Rose of the Week. And this is where we give, you know, like we call out someone who's done something awesome in Bachelor Nation for, you know, going above and beyond.
Okay.
So my nomination is you for actually coming on the podcast.
Yeah.
Always thank nice you. To have a contestant, someone on who can give us the inside scoop and give us the stories.
Yeah.
We love the stories. So thank you very much, so much for coming on.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yes, for having me. Yeah. It's like I said, like great. I mean, there's a lot of great guys. It's like I told you, know, I even told the producers because at the end, they tried to get me to talk bad about the guys, but I was like, you know what? I mean, if anything, there's a lot of good guys in there. So I feel like whoever Becca's left with, you know, I was like, I feel like she's going to do good. Why? Because there's a lot of good-looking men in there and a lot of respectful guys. So, you know, so that's the way I try to express myself. I wasn't going to go out there and be, like, talking bad about them. I was like, no. First of all, like, I don't even know these guys. So all I have to say is, like, they're great guys out there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was just me.
That's really good. Oh, one thing I totally forgot that I really need to ask super quick. So normally when they give out the cast bios, there's, like, a whole bunch of questions that people answer and then it's put up online to like, I don't know, get to know the people beforehand. But this season, there was just like a little bit of info about you guys. Did you have to answer a ton of questions or did they not do that?
Yes, we did.
We did.
Okay, yeah, but weird. I guess they pick out the ones they want to use.
They wrote like a 2-sentence bio for everyone.
Yeah. So I was just interested in why.
Oh yeah. No, we did. I did like probably like 9-10 interviews and I did a lot. Okay. I did a few.
So they know his life story.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So this one, so his next thing is called Limo Exit of the Week. So this is for someone in Bachelor Nation who maybe needs to take a time out. So if there's anyone you'd like to nominate who needs to take a time out, happy to hear it.
So who needs to take a time out, kind of like a chill pill?
Yeah.
I would just have to, now that's in the season, or?
You can do whatever.
That. Anybody.
I would say, Jordan, take a chill pill, man.
Take off your socks, relax.
Take off your socks. I'm sure he's digging my style. I'm sure he's out there, you know, like, I wonder how I look on, you know. I'm sure he's digging my style.
He's peeping your Instagram. It's okay.
I know he is.
All right. And our very last thing is a contestant question to round it up.
Yes. So if we get to know you a little more, in addition to I already asked you.
Yeah.
So because we didn't have access to the cast bios this year. So it's this one I kind of made up.
Gotcha.
So what's your dream job and what's stopping you from achieving it?
Ooh, like that. So my dream job, you know, I was like, well, obviously it was to be a professional soccer player because I mean, my first job was being a banker. That was my first job.
You know,
I never worked. Like right at high, I mean, I didn't even go to college. Right at high school, I was 16, 17. My first team was in Mexico.
Oh.
You know, so for me, it's like, dude, because like at that age, I was like, if you're going to take me out there and play, like, for me to get paid, it's like, hell yeah, I'm going to do it, you know?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say it was a mistake I did. Why? Because I mean, I couldn't predict the future, so I didn't know if me going to college was gonna be good here or. For me, it was like, you know what? I just want to go sign and play. So that was my thing. So I always thought I was gonna be like the biggest professional soccer player. And I'll tell you that if I would have never broke my collarbone, I can swear to you, I will be playing in Europe right now. I'll tell you that. Yeah. So that was my goal, you know. But now that this happened, I was like, all right, what else can I do? Like besides soccer, I feel like I'm a smart guy, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought about it. I was like, I like numbers. I love numbers. So for me, I was like, what am I going to do? Like the financial institution. So for me, I was like, I want to become like a financial advisor and then work at Wall Street. You know, I love stocks, bonds, mutual funds. So you talk to me about it all day. I can talk to you about it all day.
Nice.
So for me, it's like getting a position at Wall Street, you know? So that's where I feel like I saw myself.
Oh, awesome. You'll be the most stylish guy on Wall Street.
Oh, don't you? Yeah. Well, definitely.
All right, well,
that's it. Well, we have to answer the contestant question.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Oh shoot,
bring it on.
You want me to
okay
go?
I'll go.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Oh, you're ready.
Two things. Oh. And I'm totally gonna do them.
Okay,
so professional photographer, but like get really legit, like magazines,
like
here, shit right there,
that Annie Leibovitz,
and have my own. And I will do it. So what's preventing me? Money.
Money's preventing you?
Yeah. I'll get there.
We will all get there.
What about you?
Oh, man.
I feel like it would have to be music.
Yeah, right? It's probably being a musician.
Yeah.
Musician, huh? You play music?
Yeah. Play piano, guitar, bass, drums.
Yeah.
I do everything but sing.
Nice.
We get other people for that.
Yeah. I just need to like actually sit down and do it. I think that's like my biggest thing.
Yeah.
Like actually put in the time.
Yep.
It's hard.
It's okay. One day we'll all be super successful, right?
Right. There you go. You
know, we'll look back on this podcast.
You're like, remember when we had that conversation, guys? Yeah. Who's gonna become sick?
That was the moment.
We'll be in New York doing a special event. Okay. Anyways. Just streaming. It's fine.
We know what we bring to the table.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You need to make t-shirts of that.
Bring to the table.
That's a hashtag.
Hashtag
t-shirts.
Right?
I'll promote you. It's fine.
The random story. I was at the gym.
Yes.
And this guy was wearing a shirt that said, it had like the pound symbol and it said Uno. And my friend goes to me, he's like, what does that say to you? And I said, hashtag Uno. And like my other friend goes, hashtag Uno. And he looks at me and goes, number one. And I was like,
oh my God. That's,
he's like,
what has happened to her?
He's like, that's how you know you're a millennial. Like, I
that's so pretty funny.
That's hilarious. Right.
Well, that is that. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Bachelor Reddit and on Twitter at Reddit Bachelor. And be sure to check out the sub, of course. Yeah.
Reddit.com/r/TheBachelor.
That.
Don't forget the question on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Astradac11. Or EstradaC11.
Wow. There you go.
Great job.
It's been a really long day.
Oh my gosh.
EstradaC11. It took me like, yeah. I literally just got that right now. Like, I've been talking.
Did you? Really? I know, because a lot of people, you know, it's funny because one of E-News, actually some writer for journalist from E-News, I can't find you on Instagram. Like, they sent me an email.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
So I was like, so how, first of all, how'd you get a hold of me? If you can't find me on Instagram, how'd you find me?
Oh, that's weird. I don't know.
Right? They never told me.
It's kind of sketchy.
Exactly. So I was like, it's Estrada C11, by the way.
Yeah. Is there anywhere else you would like people to follow you? Anything that you're doing?
Yes, except I never had a Facebook. I've never opened up a Facebook or anything like that. The first thing was my Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is pretty new.
Okay. All right.
All right. So follow Christian at Estrada C11.
Now that we got that right.
Yeah, I got that right. next week, we'll have Darius on.
Yeah,
we'll have Darius on.
So be sure to tune in for that.
Yeah, more fun stuff.
So make sure to go give some love to Christian, and we'll see you guys later.
Yeah, thanks. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. That's hard. Good to try that. No day. When we roll on fire black, never that piece of the water spray. Like I was sunk. When we roll on fire black, never that piece of the water spray. Like I was sunk. We are going to smack punk code day. Car we beat murder charge like OJ. That's right, I mean.